can I get Anshe Chayil, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Guess you can hear.
So he was speaking over here about the different inyonim that Hashem did. In other words, defining what are the midas that are necessary for din and for dayanim and for nebet and so on. So he says the mission is parallel to those midas that are shayach to dayan and midas hadin, because the mission is talking midas hadin. Or kineged anshe chayil omakan she'en lefanav shikcha ki hu yizbarach zaris lekach en lefanav shikcha skal ki hashikcha machmas ha'atzmus. So let's think about this a minute. So he says the anshe chayil means this, it's kineged en lefanav shikcha, and that's something that has shaykhis to zrizus. Kashikcha machmas ha'atzmus. Now, it's true that if somebody doesn't chaza, in other words, it may be a true statement that a Talmud who is a who kind of is laid back and lazy, unless he has a fantastic memory, is going to forget his stuff and not do chazara, you know, for technical reasons. How do you translate that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you translate that to also to a dayan? I mean, it's good that a dayan remembers what's said, but again, it's not something that's critical to etzem. So I think the pshat's like this, that the midah of shikha versus the midah of remembering, so one of it has to do technically with a good memory, and that's mechanical. In other words, if I have a good memory, I remember things. A second mahalach is kol zman something is bubbling, living, it's bechius, there is no metzias, there's no chetimtz of shikha. It's something that shikha means, if I can give a computer marshal, you have in a computer the what they call the RAM, that's the stuff that's in the memory, basher usham, that the computer is working with and being Isaac in, and then you have the stuff that is in the computer stored in a disk somewhere. The stuff that's stored on a disk takes longer because you have to call it up, and the computer has to find it and bring it up and be malid. So when I'm Lamashal, the inyanim that I learned once upon a time, even if I chaz it well and I know it, the process of accessing it is a process of thinking it through, recalling it. It's drawing it ki'ilu from somewhere behind. The process of the things that I'm living in is basher husham. This is what I'm holding in. It's sort of a doctor. Whatever field he's in medicine, he knows this stuff really well. The stuff that he learned in medical school, but he's realized he's not going to be using it, he doesn't remember. In other words, even if it's not because someone asked me a shayla just now, so I refreshed myself. It's psychologically, I've now decided to become orthopedic. So anything that has to do with bones and muscles, I'm conscious of, and it's Romele. You know, Komos Romele Adaite. The stuff I learned about the eye, I decided I'm not going to be an eye doctor, I'm going to be an orthopedic doctor. So I lose it. I have a good memory, so I can dig it up? Yes. So shikha and zrizus is really something that is, it's a tonus and nefesh of living it or letting go of it. So if a person is an anshe chayil, meaning he's active, and we're talking about the havana and the mental stuff, then there's not going to be any shikha because if it's a zaris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulay, is a certain misa. I'm letting go of this. I'm you know, b'mnucha and so on. O keneged yirei lekim ve'ein yireim ha'adam zocha kan v'lei mas upon him. So the yirei lekim is implies in it. All yiras are relative to each other. You know, there's a certain hierarchy of what am I more afraid of, what am I less afraid of, and one comes at the expense of the other. If let's say I'm afraid of Reuven because Reuven has Chais, controls my Parnassa, I'm afraid of Shimon because he controls my Kavod, and I'm afraid of Levi because he's something else. So I'll each one is at the expense of the other. So the opposite of a Yerelikim is Reuven Adam. The reason why I, as a Dayan, would favor Reuven over Shimon is because I'm worried because Reuven has a lot of bigger hold over me. Okineget seni betza zocher kan v'li mekach sheichad. V'inyan is, and so Okineget seni betza says there's no mekach sheichad. Now, let me go back to just the piece before. I understand the importance of Yirei Elokim in terms of a dayan, meaning that there is if I have any type of yira of anything other than passing right, the passing emes, then I am then I'm going to be matted in. So the marshal of heaven in front of me, and one of its stardom is very powerfully connected. Whatever it is, I'm going to have a subconscious natia to be mad of his tzad. So that makes a lot of sense why Yirei Elokim would be significant in terms of paskening. What's the one we saw before? The Anshe Chash in the form of Shikha. I mean, in a bus of a dumb, how does Shikha play itself out in the Torah? It could be that I forgot all the details from last time, and it's important that I remember it. No, it's that's correct, but I don't want to put that with the metzias of Zrizus and so on. In life, at the end of the day, it's something which all it requires is a fantastic memory. Doesn't require this special midas Jesus we spoke about. So the marshal, if let's say the judge wants to remember from one case to the other case, from one case, let's say it's 3 months down the pike, 6 months down the pike, if he has a photographic memory, he remembers it. And Shalom Yisrael doesn't require the tremendous midas. And so we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu, where there's no shikha on a kipshutadika format. So what's the inyan of having this zrizus, midas zrizus, as opposed to shikha and so on? I think the pshat like this. There's a halacha, l'mashal, in a din Torah. The dayan is supposed to say over what each side tainas. This side is tainin kach, 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 and this side is tainin kach, kach. It's chayzal tanaseyim. So there's a smata from a pasuk, and that's seder hadin. Not na'akiv. But if that's the Seder Hadin, that's the appropriate Seder Hadin. The reason for it, so the partial reason is because you're making sure that you know what each side tine is. That's fine. But I think there's a deeper knach to it. You need to live each tine. You need to deher each tine from a loy chiyusai. So it's just like the marshal, a good Rebbe, when he's explaining two sides of a shayla machlokes as we shine him, he will explain each side with enough oomph that when he's explaining each side, you feel that that's right. There's something about the herring each side to the ultimate when you live each side that you feel that the hachra is there is b'maloya. Even in a more klolisagayif and I guess people machanchim or deal with people. This is true. the muscle. Imagine a teacher or a principal or some educational personality needs to take some sort of action against the Talmud or something along those lines. And truth is, it really stretches across the gamut to other areas as well. Now, the person who is being hurt or upset or affected by these, by your actions, comes to you, the Taina Deitzah. You can be Deiche der Tainis. But there will be a tremendous difference between two types of people. One type of person feels you are Deiche der Tainis without ever bothering to listen or understand them. First of all, you know, very typical, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. Tachlis. It's not right, isn't that? The person walks away feeling very dissatisfied, very unhappy. The level of anger and how it let it out depends upon the relative strength of the kaychas. But at the end of the day, I don't feel good. If the other person seems to listen to me from beginning to end, and he seems to think about it, and then tell me that, you know, b'chozes, I hear what you're saying, and then that's a good taina, and, you know, I need to give it some thought, but I just if you consider all the other tainas, this taina will have to take a back seat. Bal karcha. So then the person is much more shalom with it, because he felt that when you gave the psak din, it wasn't with disregarding your tzad, it had the tzad, but you felt differently. You know, that's legitimate. So being dan a din when you live that taina is a very important nekuda in terms of a mishpat emes. So that's why I think the previous one about no shikha, no atlas is important. Okay. The inyan is just part of the inyan is just part of but to leima sha'avshu melech in a noise upon the middle of leima b'shvul shu melech is lofus olav. The dove is a nesias panim. The nesias panim is that there's something that the melech could possibly that there's this yachsus to the person mitzad his maimed. Kamash malon that not that the maimed itself is no nesias panim. Meaning again that the din itself is very very sharply focused on the basher u'shav. The dove is a nesias panim. And now, Derech Agav, by the way, it's something which is not. It's not just for us if we're mechaber and melech, because we have an angle. We want something, we need something, we're afraid of something. Kashpocha obviously doesn't have that angle. But a Kashpocha is mechaber and melech. Like by the story with Achav and Eliyahu, there is a musig of being mechabed melachim Baruch Hashem, and therefore he says, so even though the person is a melech, and that's such a kashbar who's mechabed that which is worthy of kavod, in a noise upon him elav loyma b'shvul shu melech yishlach osalom. That's called the nesias panim, giving a person a special maimed because of what he is or who he is. So it's true in this world, like by Achav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave cover to the Malchus, was Chalek of the Kav Malchus, that's Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for other Yanim, we can't. V'loy mekach shlecha v'sloy mek k'nevram kulo nivu l'kvar yisbarach. U'lefikach lo yhoyer lo yladun adam, ach ha'shesh to cover min ha'adam. V'alze oma she'ein mekach shlecha in the front of Klaus, so you must just cover the Adam, I call Shalom, and on the side of Dover, I call him Elvis Barra. So he says like this. First of all, he explains what is the Mekach Shochat we're talking about. I mean, it can't be like he says in the next line. I mean, you can't send a check to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the Mekach Shochat. So the Mekach Shochat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hu something that is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants out of Bria. Again, not because Kadosh Baruch Hu needs it, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants the man kvodei, and we give him kavod. So one would think that it has a din of sheichat. The one more knetch. There's a question of why sheichat is awesome. One is that, you know, simply he's afraid that the person is going to be matas adin and so on. To which the question is, if you get sheichat to pass right, can you take sheichat or not? There's another hesber that just like anyone who's a negeh bedov is a baldin. In other words, once I have any tuvis hadnor from this, I become part of the litigation. I'm one of the baladinim rather than the objective outsider. It makes me a part of that metzias. And b'meila, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us and so on, but once he said we were created l'man kvodei, and we're giving him kavod, then with a certain level of automatically we become meshubet. Automatically we become mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's where he says that it's there's no mekach sheichat. Well, the fikach loyelod and adam acha sheish lekavod na adam. So it's not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs or wants or is afraid will give less kavod or whatever it is. It means that it's not, nothing is given to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mela Kadosh Baruch Hu does not become a branch of our stuff. We don't become intertwined. And talking about goods and so on, what does it mean for Kadosh Baruch Hu to get sheichat? It's obvious that it's ridiculous. So it must be something that Kadosh Baruch Hu said we're giving him, and that is covered. But the Isa, but this is a is b'shas tirasa yishal rabiechna man zaka yaboicha v'chulu ad shen yochel shachta b'mamal yifaisa b'tvarim. So mashmoa says there is sheikhir mamin b'varei dvarim el raya. He's not trying to say a chiddish that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could have taken sheikhat, but he's a very, very elecha God and he doesn't take sheikhat. He says, no, what he means to say is shirotuleima yitzel ha-melech sheikhar azom. He's saying, if I were to go to a king, and it's possible for a king to be Meshach and Mishnah, I still would be very, very scared, that I can't. So the basic chiddush is going back to the beginning of it. Which again implies a little sheichat. This is not a kasha at all from Targum, because Targum is teaching the pasuk, and we're explaining that the sheichat we're talking about is covered. So the literal title of the word means sheichat, and that's correct, but it's all coming to tell me this type of sheikha we're talking about. Mashama shakol shaloi koyal kol mashama. So the way we said before, it really, really fits very well. Since we said that the problem of sheikha is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes a baldover in the entire, so to speak. He becomes a mekusha in the entire and a baldover. So if it's a kol shaloi, then he never becomes mekusher with Aaron Yonim. What are you talking about? Shakol shaloi. Shakol kol shaloi. Kiu dayan kol oilam. Shakol shaloi. Lefika ha'echolus biyodin lo dun ala shaloi vehu aid vehu baldin because of ne shakol shaloi baldova shaloi yesh la hayra lo vehu baldin connectoi vechein she'en lefon av avla lo mayas avla dova shu shaloi vechein she'en shikol lefon av kimach shakol shaloi enel mimenu kim hoyu misalok im itiv lo yakol shaloi ashach vzeh halama vipnei shakol shaloi en halama shikra atzlich lo yisulok dova mi itoi. So everything still lives by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's never gone off onto the, you know, onto the hard drive. It's his. V'chein ein itoy avla, ki lo mayasa avla l'dova shushaloi. V'chein she'en noise ponim, afi mu melach, ki mi acha shushaloi ein esiyas ponim l'kemoy zeh. She'en achosav etzlo, shoy zeh shaloi. Mikol shekein she'en lo for mekach shechat, shafi mitzayim him akvodi yisparach, l'shech b'zikach shechat, l'yod noisei. So, Vakovich is on Hashem Yisbarach. Mishalo Yisbarach who knows it. So, just like the marshal, if I would owe somebody money and I pay him back the money, I can't say that that's a sheichat. I guess not everybody is pays back so quickly, so maybe for some people it would be a sheichat. But in principle, somebody, you know, a person normally pays. Paying back a loan, you can't say sheichat because it's the person's money bets and it's not my money. V'shach b'ze kabola kasher mekabel mezulastei. V'lo yhoya din olav moshe yisbaya b'samach shekola shemekabel mezulastei roya lo din olav. Avu mipnei shakol shaloi v'akovet sheno yisu min Hashem yisbarach v'kachol shechef le'mek ha'sheichat. All of these things over here are all reasons why Mekar Shechet doesn't apply to any one of the specific Nikuris. He says over here, to go back one in, so we spoke about the halama v'shikcha as being a product of the halama v'shikcha as being a product of letting it sort of forget it, let it go down, and so on. The Yisponim we said, and Mekar Shochat, I want to focus a minute on the line Vakovich and Isa Hashem Yisbarach Mishalo Yisbarach Unoy Sein. So in Kavod over here, let's understand what it means a Kavod Shaloi. If I walk into somebody's house and the person gives me a kibbutz. So that kibbutz is mechabed me, and I become, I'm getting something from the person because he gave me kibbutz. There was before the person walked into my life, nobody was being mechabed me. He's mechabed me and he gives to me. So now he's a noisim. So when the kavod is zokuk to the other person, no one else told me a nice thing, you told me. So the kavod is yours that you're giving me, and that's what I am, and that's what I'm getting from you. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, even the kavod that we're giving him, it's a schus for us to be able to give him kavod. But the etzem, it covers a bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be bayir ba'atzmai. There's nothing here. When a chav of mine is mechabed me, he sort of is shopping the covet by his acknowledgement. Forget about the mannerisms. The acknowledgement, because he's a das acheres, so his acknowledgement is causing, is giving me the covet. But if somebody is not a das acheres, and he really is me, so to speak, so then... That's not give somebody a tzetzel to hang up about me, and he hangs it up. I'm being mechabed myself. Even though the person hang up the tzetzel, it's my nusach, it's my tzetzel, it's my bialus to put it up. Kaviyoch, not say Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the sense that he's the melech HaKavod. So the etzem acknowledgement, that could come from Mikteich HaBriya as well. Every part of the Briya is mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a schus that we can be part of it. But the etzem, it's his, and there's no need for that. So that's also the etzem shaloi. Despite the fact that of all the things in the Briya, that's considered our greatest function, it's also with a lot of grains of salt. Okay, any questions?
I'm sorry, I don't understand this last point. I thought the one thing which we can give is covered, you know, in Achanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Tov Yotzar, and now that he created that world, covered Lishmai, we have the ability to do it. But it's only Shaykh to come from a Baal Bechir. It can only come from us.
So let's...
And it's not mutually exclusive that it's a schus for us to be able to be Mechabit him, but why is it not considered that that's the one thing that we can give?
Done by another way, and I don't need to.
But it can't come through the Malachim, it can't come through the Baal Chaim, it can only come through someone who has Bechira.
That's also only because it's through Tzoni Yisbarach. There's nothing, it's true that we, from our perspective, hear it that way. The logic and the reason said for our covet, for us needing to give covet, is only an outsider. I mean, the Rambam says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not create the world, you know, there would be nothing missing in the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say, we don't understand how, because we do have a mahalach, why it is that he needs us to give covet. But that's perception. Just like Bechira, klape us, it's 100% perception. But La Mitasa, we say it's not. Here it's also like that. In our dehair of things, it is absolutely imperative that an outsider who could say no gives the covet. But a libid emes is not much different than bechira, you know, in Yedia. For us, bechira, so it's a truth that exists in the way we dehair things, but it's not the ultimate truth.
Right.
Okay. Because that's what Rama says. Rama says if the world was missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be missing anything in without the Bria of the world. So there's nothing lacking there that's being fulfilled.
Right.
Okay,
very good. Thank you. Kol tov. Hatzlacha. Gershon, you there?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Very good.
All right. Take care.
Okay, it's good.
That's lacha.
Basically on two levels.